I built my palace about 20 years ago when we finally realized we probably could not live our shack no matter how much remodeling and maintenance we were willing and able to do. It was sagging faster than me, and I'm sagging fast. So I got out my trusty 16-ounce finish hammer and my leather tool belt, powered up my bent Milwaukee skill saw, and set up a 1940s half-inch horsepower Sears table saw and went to work. 2 years later, I had us a nice little two-story cabin, brand new, mostly cedar, and finished with curly maple. We had a view of the Olympics and Saratoga Straits and Whidbey Island. You haven't built your own home, you can't imagine the pride you would feel that first night sleeping in it, knowing you built it all by scratch, the house that Jack built. Of course, after time, that new car smell goes away, and after a decade or two, here we go again, trying to outlast and outrepair the rot and the rust, the whole entropic cycle of decay and depression and death. Plus, I still got the original shack on life support, and about 15 or 17, I lost count, other buildings leaning and sagging on living wills from the mailbox back to the trail at Thais' store. So I don't want the old new house taking shortcuts on me. Which is why I went up on the roof 20 years later to see what kind of moss plantation I had thriving up there, and let me tell you, it was a mossologist paradise from gutter to peak. Reds and greens and exotic flowers, an entire alien ecosystem above our heads completely colonizing our roof. 20 years in moss life, I bet, is like 500 for a Doug fir, and oh yeah, I had a forest of them too, but mostly just the dead bonsais, a valiant attempt at aerial reforestation of the south end, but even on our lush roof, not really an ideal growing climate in the summer droughts. Moss, like rust, never sleeps. It naps, but only till the next fog or sprinkle or mist or gully washer. It's the big Lebowski of the south end. It abides. I puttered around up there reminiscing about the day I nearly collapsed the roof by horsing around, making the rafters sway wildly. But finally I climbed two stories down the ladder, left the gutters gorged with rich black compost, and decided to simply coexist. We'll see who lasts longer, me or the house. But I tell ya, I'm putting my money on the moss.